The Navy is supporting its sailors and industry with improvements in logistics. The service just set up its P-8 logistics cell, otherwise known as log cell, earlier this year. As part of our coverage of the annual Sea Air Space Conference in National Harbor, Maryland, Federal News Radio spoke about log cell with Rear Admiral John Ewan, the commander of the Naval Supply Systems Command.
Grand opening of the logistics cell was earlier this year. Can you tell us, first of all, what this logistics cell is and then what it does to kind of help the supply chain and all that kind of stuff?
Okay. So I guess what I would tell you is that the logistics cell is like our start of digitization, right? So we took all the information we had in ERP. We invested a lot of money into this data pool.
Right.
And now we're being able to go reach into the pool and grab information, manipulate it, analyze it, put it up on places where we can actually see it and make decisions from it. And so it helps us buy the right stuff and put it in the right place. And looking for those little critical nodes that we need and make decisions based on that. And I think that's really what it's about. The folks here, like Andy Henwood, was looking at that, and we were looking at something new. So looking at the P-8. A brand new system.
Right.
The neat thing about that is that we saw the application. Right? And so we could take that and go backwards and take some newer things and old things and look at the data that's available.
And that allows you to put planes in the air faster and to...
Absolutely. And to buy the right parts at the right time and see where those connecting things are on the critical aspects of what's going on. And so what delay, if we look at our supply chain, what delays might be anticipated in advance, looking at how the usage, whether it be even just the location of where you use the certain platform, allows you to do that. I think what's exciting, too, is that like, we went with the P-8, and now we're starting to go retrofit it back to the older stuff, and then looking forward to the newer stuff again. So as we put these on other platforms, you take the new stuff like P-8, but you look at the old stuff like the Aviate Harrier, which we thought was going to actually sundown, right, already by now.
Right.
Now we're looking for further out. So now we have to go reach back at some of that old data. We can go capture that again, grab that information, and figure out where some of those critical delays might be, what parts we can anticipate might be faulty to tomorrow. Not today, but tomorrow.
And that brings in a bunch of different databases into one kind of big database that your guys can look at. What sort of databases are they bringing in? What sort of information are they getting?
So really, you know, the system we would call, it's called NBIS. When you talk to our folks, they'll say it's a thing called NBIS. But basically, it's ERP, right? So ERP is grabbing it from lots of places. So we look at industry, we look at the stuff we actually have in our buying systems today.
Right.
And so, but I think what's critical is it looks backwards, too, to what was going on in industry, right, and how they're doing, and then where they're going to go in the future, too, right?
So
it's a partnership.
Can you give us an idea of what it was like before you had this system?
Ah, sure. So before we had this type of work, you know, we just would go in and we'd say, well, look back and say, well, I think we bought this many,
yeah,
right? And then we'd try to look forward at the RMCs and FRCs, so the repairs facilities, and see what they were looking at in the future for their workload in anticipation. Now we can look at some, you know, holistically in a whole platform.
Right.
See how they all interact, right? Because now we have the data there. Data was always probably there. It's how we're starting to manipulate it and use it and aggressively pursue that information. I think that's what the joy of it all.
So
that's the innovation, I guess. That's the secret sauce.
Instead of kind of opening your refrigerator door and saying, what can I make? You already have the meal plan, sort of.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a great metaphor, right? So the CNO today had his discussions, right, about his sports metaphors of being on the soccer field and going into the half at 15 love and then coming back out at halftime realizing the game already started again and it's 15-13, right? So the metaphors are great, but, you know, cooking ones, we're supply, so we do cooking.
Right,
so that's
right.
Perfect. You look at the menu in advance, right? Where's the ship going to operate? Where's that refrigerator going to be? What would be available to go buy to put in the refrigerator?
Right.
And
right.
So what are the flavors that we want to have? So absolutely, that's a great metaphor.
Perfect. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the challenges for the future? You've set this up. It's still brand new. What are you kind of worried about?
So I guess what keeps me up at night, there are four things that keep me up, but one of the things is, are we focused on buying things based on sales for revenue focus, or are we buying things in advance using and capitalizing on what we call the Navy Working Capital Fund to look in advance in the out years,
right?
And to buy what we might need in the future. And this is one of those tools that allows us to look more futuristically in what we might need as opposed to looking back. Case in point, so, you know, F-18s, A through Ds, and the flight control panels, we thought we were going to fly our airplanes for only this long, and then we went this long. So what could we have anticipated 2 years ago to buy, right, for a readiness degrader that's going to be in the future?
Right, right. So with something like this, it seems like the budget would be very important for you.
Absolutely.
So how much does budget uncertainty and the CRs, how much does that affect the way you can buy for the future?
So that's an interesting question, because we have a thing called the Working Capital Fund. We buy a lead time away.
Right.
So we actually have, a good metaphor would be a bathtub of money that we use to buy. And so we'll take water out of that bathtub, and when we sell that water, it goes back into the bathtub. So
sure.
We're buying in advance. So the budgets that you'll see with the OMIN dollars, our daily budgets, the OPTARs, the operation budgets, are buying it out of something that we had that we're pretty much set, and we get permission and authority to go buy more parts in advance.
Right. So you're kind of already set in your...
Right. So we're buying it a lead time away. The whole idea is that, you know, we're trying to anticipate that demand. So that database that we're talking about helps us anticipate the demand smarter, so we don't have parts that become obsolete in the future that we have stockpiled up.
Right.
And then we have to capitalize, like, on the new technology we're going to have, whether it be advanced manufacturing, right, that we have, that we can buy it on demand. Some things, that makes all the sense in the world to do. Some things are price sensitive. We might not be the smart way to go do it.
Right. Well, last question for you, Admiral, and that is, plans for the future. How can you take this database and make it kind of bigger and help the Navy more?
So as we learn how to use the tool better and buy things, right, we'll get some credibility. People will look at it and say, hey, that's a great idea. And please come down and see the stuff that we have Andy Henwood and some others showing off our display and how that works. To see the logic, the models that we use, right? And so in the future, the models will get more refined even,
right?
And we'll figure things out. Industry will do things smarter. And as we move forward, you know, the contractor logistics support strategies will change, and we'll have to adapt to those type of things in the future.
And will that expand to maybe other weapon systems?
It'll definitely expand to more weapon systems as we look at those things. And I think that's what you look at in the future. How do we do it faster, right? The sense of urgency to get this going and moving out faster.
Great. Admiral, thank you so much.
That's Rear Admiral John Ewan, the commander of Naval Supply Systems Command, talking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.